Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now it's the time of the week where we put your questions to our GP. You can keep them coming in to us. We'll get to as many of them as we can. But Dr. Sylvester Mooney from webdoctor.ie joins us in studio. So you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Claire.
Let's fly through the questions then. One says, I had extreme pain in my right shoulder for about 6 months leading up to Christmas last year. I went to see my own GP in January who referred me to a specialist who gave me laser-guided cortisone injections into an inflamed bursitis, which was noticed on an MRI scan. The pain went away for about 2 months, but from about April this year, the pain has gradually increased and got an awful lot worse, and I have restricted mobility in my shoulder. What would the doctor think I should do going forward? Return to my GP? And what options do you think will be available to me going forward? Thank you for your help.
That's a common enough problem in general practice and shoulder problems particularly, and there are different problems that can occur. We don't know the age of the caller, but the most likely cause would be something along the lines of what they call rotator cuff problems. He's already mentioned a bursitis. Okay, so these can take ages to settle down. So I think in the first instance, the would be go back to the GP and have a chat with the GP and explain how is it affecting him. You know, it could be day-to-day things, combing your hair, putting on your coat, all that, whatever brings the pain. The pain may not be there only when he goes to do things. And in a situation like that, let the GP have a chat, listen to what he has to say, and then examine appropriately and then decide what's next or what's the best next step. So it may be, depending on the story that he has and the more details of it, because the history is really important. And depending on that, the GP may refer him for a repeat injection or it's another MRI. It's unlikely in the absence of any trauma or definite injury in the intervening period that it would have, you know, matters would have changed. But it'll depend on his history and it'll depend on the examination. And the one thing I would say is that after any treatment that he gets, I can't overemphasize the importance of good musculoskeletal physiotherapy and then doing the exercises every day. I've had a problem with this myself, actually, ironically enough, and it's doing the exercises every day, because if you don't do the exercises, when you don't use your muscles, if you don't use them, you lose them.
I know, okay? And I know we're all guilty of it, so I'm not judging that texter, but we're all just waiting for the one magic injection and it all goes away.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to take the time to keep doing the exercises, but they really do work.
Oh yeah, because that's what gets the muscles toned up again and back towards a normality. But you're looking at, you know, 6 months, maybe more before it settles down.
Yeah, fair. I want to ask the doctor about plantar fasciitis. Following my first pregnancy, I was diagnosed with plantar in my right foot. And now 4 months postpartum, I have pain in my left foot. It went away after about 7 months before. Might this happen again? I'm doing stretches and I go for some massage on it. What can I do to help the pain? Two babies and plantar fasciitis isn't fun.
Oh, absolutely not. Two babies is enough without the plantar fasciitis.
No time to put the foot up there.
No, absolutely not. Difficult one. If she recognises it as the same but in the other foot, those exercises that she was doing, which helped it to settle in the other foot, that's what she needs to do. Now, for pain, you can take anti-inflammatories, but maybe she might be breastfeeding, whatever, in which case that'd be difficult. As an alternative, don't ask me, I'm not an acupuncturist, but maybe a good acupuncturist might be able to pop in a few needles and help with that. Musculoskeletal pain can certainly be helped by good acupuncture.
What is plantar fasciitis?
Plantar fasciitis. Your plantar fascia is basically a piece of fibrous tissue which runs along the from your heel, from your, it's like a continuation of the Achilles heel, and it runs the full length of the foot, and it can become inflamed. And of course you're walking it, and that's why it's so painful. Every step you take, it's agony. So, you know, in her situation, she really needs to go back to the exercises and look around for a good acupuncturist who might be able to ease the pain for her.
Okay, great. What can I take to stop post-nasal drip and cough from having a cold for a few weeks? I've tried Exbutex, Avamys, Sinutab and Neil Med nasal rinse.
Yeah.
My cough is clear, but my coughing is annoying my household. Get a new household.
Okay.
Number one.
Easier said than done. Interesting thing there. She or he, I'm not quite sure of the person, but if they have this problem on an ongoing basis, it raises in mind the possibility that she might have a condition called rhinitis. So rhino, the nose, okay? So rhinitis, inflammation of the nasal lining. And what that simply means is that the nasal lining has a very good blood supply. That's why if somebody gives you a dig in the nose, you get lots of blood, right? So it's a very good blood supply. So you get lots of mucus produced and it can gather. And there are various mechanisms whereby the mucus is moved on. And typically you wake up in the morning and there's a big, as they used to call them in Dublin, a gollier at the back of your throat, and you get rid of the you get rid of the gollier, right? And the importance of the Neil Med is it moves that stuff out of the way. But what might get it controlled is a trial of something like a nasal steroid spray. Now, one might be available over the counter. You need to talk to a pharmacist. Others are on prescription only, okay? And it would take a trial of maybe 6 weeks to see, 6 to 12 weeks, to see if that helps and controls it. And if it controls it, well, then there's your answer. That'll stop it. Because the other thing about rhinitis is we know that hay fever, eczema, asthma, rhinitis, and allergies are all related. And that would be, setting off, maybe there might be an underlying asthma tendency, and that can trip off the asthma as well. And that is typically cough, wheeze, breathlessness. And that's what is that's what's annoying the household, obviously.
Yeah.
So the salt water nasal spray and a trial of a steroid nasal spray to see, does that settle it down? But don't expect thunder and lightning. It takes 6 weeks to 8 weeks at least on a daily basis before you find out whether it's worked for you or not.
I'm afraid that's what you said to all three of our people. You've got to stick with it and just give things time.
We can only advise. It's up to the patient, because it's a joint enterprise, to use the legal term.
And especially when something's annoying you, be it your heel, your shoulder, your dripping nose. Yeah. But yeah, look, you did give answers, Sil, so we'll give you that. And thank you very, very much for coming on, Dr. Sylvester Mooney from webdoctor.ie.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.